Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are less than 7 hours away. The start of a new NFL season. Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan with you tonight at our watch party at Public Bar in DuPont. Gonna be a good time. Are you guys coming tonight, by the way? Dar, Tommy, making a cameo? Do we know?
Tommy thumbs down.
Dar, in. Okay. So we're batting 500. We'll take that. Public Bar in DuPont. You'll see a bunch of guys from the station there as well. Come on up. I think street teams there giving some cool prizes out, but we're watching football. We're eating food. You're drinking. It's going to be a good time.
It's just such a fun thing. There's good sport on. There's good sport.
I wonder if anyone's going to buy you a shot since you love shots so much.
First of all, I love Rich in Only. He's a good man and thorough. Okay, you know Rich if you guys listen to this program when it's 11:45 on Friday and we say, hey, let's win off the, before we even get to field, he's already dialed the number and he's like, hey, hello, gentlemen. My wife's out of town. I'm drinking a lot of whiskey and I have steak. So whiskey steak, therefore I am.
And why doesn't he have gout, by the way?
Yeah, well, he's very fortunate.
That guy drinks whiskey and eats steak all the time.
And somehow he got it in his mind's eye that your boy over here, who's just a lily white pansy, just could not be less masculine if it's humanly possible on the spectrum, that I like shots of whiskey. It's the last thing I'd like to do ever at any point in time. And we're at our fantasy foosball draft,
yeah.
And Rich orders 3 shots of whiskey for him and his chums that were there, and then adds a 4th to the mix and points at me. So here comes our lovely server. He drops a thing of whiskey in front of me. Everyone's like, do it, do it. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that at all.
But you did it.
And then I did it, and I felt terrible.
There was some chanting for you.
Yeah.
There was a lot of peer pressure. But then John, the frat bastard, he just decided. He's like, well, I know you feel bad, but would you like me to chug a beer for you?
I was like, okay, I guess that'll help.
And it was the most impressive beer chug I've ever seen in my life.
Grant has it on his Twitter page, at Grant H. Paulson.
There's a video, at Grant H. Paulson. Go look at John chugging that beer, and you tell me you're not amazed.
I'm going to tell you something. It's bleeping incredible. And that was the second one he did.
He did, I think, 3 that night, and I think had, like, probably 11 beers over the course of our 2 hours. But it was incredible. I was so blown away and impressed.
So many
All
beers.
I can do is stand up and clap and just tell him he's the guy. And I hope he wins the fantasy league because he won the night for
he
sure.
He won that evening, I'll tell you
as
that.
We were drafting. Tonight, though, Tom Brady, Patriots, and the Kansas City Chiefs. What if the Patriots don't look good without Edelman? Get off to a slow start. Remember, national TV against the Chiefs a couple years ago, they had a terrible game. They got blown out, and everyone said Tom Brady was done. Do you remember that?
Remember there were calls to bench him and like move on from him after the first couple weeks?
Yes. The problem with that is Tom Brady at home is unbeatable. His record is something like, and the number's approximate, 117-9 at Foxborough's Gillette Stadium, especially to start the season. He's like all time, like 10-3 or something like that. You don't beat them in week 1 at their place. They've just been too ready. They're too good. They're too well coached. But I think it'll be entertaining because the Chiefs are actually very good, and they got a chance to hang with the Raiders in the AFC West.
This is the, I don't know if it's the anniversary, but remember it was against the Chiefs that Brady got hurt. Where the knee got hurt or rolled up on whatever it was, and he missed the whole season. And the Patriots, of course, went 11-5 and were top 10 in every offensive category. Similarly, by the way, when Peyton Manning was hurt, just by point of comparison, these are just comparisons that we're making. When Manning was hurt, the Colts were 28th in terms of points and 30th in offensive yards. Just interesting, fun comparisons for me. But I think the Patriots win, and I think the Patriots, we're going to have to get used to that again. They'll just be right back at the top of the AFC once a time. It's their birthright.
What are you going to eat and drink tonight at Public Bar?
Great
what is
question.
Your game plan? And I hope your wife isn't listening. She was not thrilled to hear about your Hill Country experience.
Oh, man. It got half past awkward last evening. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll tell you that right now.
I think you're
going to
eat wings. Sauce wings.
Maybe.
Yeah, you will. You will. You're going to not eat wings at Public Bar for an NFL game? that what you're telling me?
I don't know if I can tell you that.
Yeah, you're not telling me that.
I don't know if I can tell you
that. I think you're going to do wings with some sauce on them. I think you'll also do a burger, no fries. I think you're going to do a burger.
What about, but here's the other thing, though. What about the tater tots?
Oh, you always get the tater tots.
I always get them. What about my pretzel move that I always do there that I love so much?
I don't know
much?
About the pretzel move.
Oh, the pretzel's great.
What's the pretzel?
That's pretzel. You got to dip in sauce.
Is it pretzel bites or a full pretzel?
No, it's a full pretzel. Really? It's your full pretzel situation.
Don't do a pretzel. You don't want to do a pretzel.
I kind of do.
You want to do tater tots with a burger.
Poland, give me some of your
wings.
Tots.
Wings, burger, tots. That's what you're
going to
do.
Spinach artichoke dip is available. I mean, there's a whole salad section.
Are you going to go ham tonight?
No.
You're going to continue your streak?
Look at what I'm doing and then listen to my words. Okay, look at what I'm doing. No.
Oh, you're shaking your head yes.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but you're nodding while you say it.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to go in a little bit.
I don't know what to do. I'm
cannot
in so much
wait.
Trouble.
It's going to be fun.
It's a blast. Oh, here it is. Fun. If you enjoy fun, come hang out with your boys.
Football is fun. Fun, sir. Fun, sir. The Drive Around the League brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Get a great feeling when you step into your new Honda at your local Honda dealer. Do not settle for less than a Honda. Your quick drive around the league, starting with the Nats. They host the Phillies tonight, first of four. Tanner Roark dominated on Friday against the Brewers. 10 strikeouts over 7 innings of one-run ball. He has been really good, really, since the All-Star break. 7 quality starts in his last 9. His opposition on the hill tonight is Aaron Nola, former top 5 pick out of LSU. Last time he started, he struggled, gave up 6 runs, 10 hits, 5 innings. Right-handed pitchers given up 5 or more runs, 3 of his last 4. He's not pitching as well as he actually generally throws, and against the Nats has had a lot of success, so that'll be a good game tonight. Elsewhere among some of the contenders the Nats could play in the playoffs, John Lester the start against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Cubs trying to win the NL Central could be a possible division series matchup with Washington, and the Dodgers have been struggling, but the good news for them is that Clayton Kershaw came back last weekend and was ridiculously good. He pitches for the second time tonight for the Dodgers, Chavez Ravine, just after 10 East time. Kershaw's second home start since coming back on July 23rd, or I should say leaving on July 23rd. 6 scoreless last time. They'll try to stretch him out a little bit.
Couple teams are Friday Night Lightsing at Full Eyes. Wait, is it Full
Thursday
Eyes, Clear
Night
Hearts? Clear Eyes, full Face? Point is...
Well, it's Thursday night also, so you botched that part too.
Well, it's Friday Night Lights style. It's the name
tomorrow?
Of the show. But this is the mantra from the show. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. I was doing bits, and it didn't go over that well in either
I'm
of the
so
two
lost.
Rooms. Here's what's happening. Cleveland can't lose, neither can Arizona. Arizona just finished woodshedding the Dodgers over the series. We talked about that, but Cleveland can't lose either. They are in fuego, Dan Patrick style, and 13 respectively there for the Diamondbacks. So you've got a couple teams that are on fire.
Danny, I'll see you tonight, my friend.
Yeah, man.
And hope when I show up, I don't have gout. I'm literally leaving right now. I'm either going to let you help me down the steps, or I'm going to kind of jump down the steps one leg at a time. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive to an urgent care, and I'm going to get them to put a needle in my foot, pull out some liquids, and tell me if I got the gout.
Here is hoping that you are gout-free, my friend, because I saw a picture of Rob Carlin's foot, and I'll be haunted. I'm haunted.
I just want to eat red meat. That's all. If I can't eat red meat, plus all the other dietary things that have happened already in the last year, to tell you that I'm going to be beside myself isn't... I should read you all the texts after the show I sent to Allison about basically... I'm not going to be a fun person anymore. Like, you're not going to like me. If you want to reconsider some things, that's fine. I'm going to hate myself. You're going to hate me, too.
Two delicious, delicious nuggets that you should have a variety of dipping sauces for before we get out of here. Our boy Earl Forsey told me that the Brady injury 9 years ago today against the Chiefs.
Ooh.
How about that? There's a bit of a nugget. And Rich and Only just tweeted me that he doesn't think he sounds like I just made him sound.
Okay. Well, I think that as much as he talks about eating meat and drinking, he should have gout, not me. Tell him that. I don't want him to have gout. I'm not wishing that on him. I'm just saying if one of us had to get it, it seems like his symptoms are more in line.
If one of us has to have gout.
Chad Dukes versus the world is next. We'll see you at Public Bar tonight for our NFL kickoff party.
Bye, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.